of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Friday morning, and every Friday at this time, we bring you our Say What You See quiz. And what have we got to give away today? Hang on.
Our admiration. We'll admire you if you win.
Oh, very good. Yes, you can win our admiration.
That's worth more than anything, isn't it?
If you'd like to
That's
take...
a prize you won't get on any other radio station.
Elaine, would you like our admiration?
Of course I would.
Yeah, there
okay,
you
just
go.
Okay, just doing it. Elaine, you're brilliant. We think you're great. We love you.
Elaine, who would you like to play our Say What You See quiz with, Adrian or Jeremy?
Adrian, please.
Adrian, it is. Okay, you know how this works. You have a minute to try and get as many of these. So basically, for people who've never heard this quiz before, on the cards here in the studio are written certain things. And you have to try and tell you what it is without telling you what it is. And you have to guess it, basically.
It's basically a game show we ripped off the telly.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
You told me that was an original idea. Oh,
none of my ideas are original.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Okay, and Elaine, you have a minute on the clock and your 1 minute starts now. Here we go.
Here's your first one, Adrian.
I've never, ever heard that before.
You should have gone for Jeremy, sorry. You say it. What would you say, Elaine, if your kid had really, really dirty ears and you looked in them? Your mother used to say this to you as a kid when you had dirty ears. She'd look in your ears and go,
wash the potatoes out of your ears.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I've never heard that before in my life. Okay, next. This is what you hope to get done on Monday week if the hairdressers reopen. You're going to get something and something.
A wash and blow dry?
That's exactly what you might
get. Did you not get a course?
Yeah, no. this is where Captain Kirk worked in Star Trek. What's the name of the spaceship?
Starship.
Starship what? Yeah, that's right. Starship Enterprise is the right answer. This is a nickname for a Viagra. It's a nickname for a Viagra.
Blue.
Yeah, go on.
Blue.
I'll give it to you. Little blue pill is the answer I was looking for.
You knew that very well, Adrian, didn't you?
What?
You knew that name very well. Straight away you were in there.
Elaine, you got a score of 4. Not bad. Good to talk. Stay listening and you'll know in a while if you're going to win our admiration or not.
Yeah, no, she has it already.
You've won it anyway. Brilliant. Elaine, well done. Thank you.
Do you ever ask yourself, by the way, why they made Viagra blue? There's no other tablet in the world that isn't white. Like, you go home and take a Nurofen now, yeah?
Yeah.
It's white.
Yeah.
You take a Panadol. What colour is it?
Some of them are different colours. Not blue, really. Yeah.
It's such a random, weird colour for a tablet.
It is. Cian, you're on 98FM. How are you, Cian?
Not bad. How are you?
Good, thank you, Cian. Cian, who would you like to play with, Adrian or Jeremy?
I'll play with Adrian.
Okay. You have to beat a score of 4. You can't equal 4. You have to beat 4. And if you win the game, you will receive our admiration. Okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
That went down like a lead balloon. Like a lead balloon.
Not overly enthusiastic about that. Okay, Cian. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Minute starts now. Here we go. This is what you say to your kids when they're asking for a lift everywhere. I'm not a...
taxi.
Yeah, that'll do. I'm not a taxi service. Your next one. This was in the movie
A Few Good Men,
when Jack Nicholson screamed at him, "You can't
handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth." Is the right answer.
Oh, this is awkward.
Oh, this is something that happens to you if you're in the act, if you're doing the do, but it's over too quickly. Yeah, go on. It happens to a man mostly. It's finished too quick because something happened. Something happened. Pardon me? What did he say?
I don't know. I'm terrified to ask him again.
Okay, this is something that happens to a man. It's all over too quick because of.
He obviously doesn't suffer with that particular ailment.
Clearly.
And for that you have our admiration, by the way, doesn't he?
Yes, you've just won our admiration.
Well done, because I've been suffering with it for years. Adrian is going to a help class first. You don't even have to give him the answer.
I don't. Thanks, Cian. Nicola.
Don't ask Nicola that question.
I have to, just for the hell of it.
No, don't ask me that question.
Nicola, do you know the answer to it?
No.
No?
No.
No.
No, she's never met anybody with the problem either.
It's a medical it's a medical term.
No. We won't force the issue.
No. You can't handle the truth, Nicola.
Nicola, who would you like to play with, Adrian or Jeremy?
I'll play with Jeremy.
Do Nobody please. Okay, do please. All right. Nicola, you've to beat a score of 4. You can't equal 4. You have to beat it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Your 1 minute starts now. Here we go.
That's upside down. Oh, this is something my father used to say to my sister when she was younger. She'd be going down to Wesley wearing a little mini skirt and she'd be going out the door. My sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And my father would shout out the door after her, "You're nuts.
Going out the door in that."
Yes, that's exactly what he would say. Didn't stop her, though. Oh, you're looking for a fella in a red and white t-shirt. Where is he?
I look for a fella in a red and white t-shirt.
He's somewhere in the crowd. It's a game kids play.
Wally.
Where's Wally? Yes,
the right answer. Here's your next one.
Oh, yeah. My mother used to say this to me when I was sitting up on the wall with me mates drinking cans. She used to say to me, "Jeremy, if you...
you don't get off that wall,
no,
you're in big trouble."
No, she'd be afraid of me falling off the wall. Why?
You'd break your head.
You break your head?
Yes. Push your head open.
Oh, she didn't say... she wasn't that dramatic. No,
if we're in Cork. Of course, you bust your head open.
We're not in Cork. Yeah, we don't bust our heads open here. If you fall off that wall...
you'll end up in the hospital. I'm not bringing you to the hospital.
Jeez, that's a terrible thing for a parent to say, isn't it?
Maybe it's a Dublin expression. And the only part of that tale that was completely untrue, Nicola, was Jeremy never sat on a wall drinking cans with his mates. Never.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
Come on, you're wasting me minute here now.
Oh, your minute's long over.
Yes, it's long over, Nicola. Good luck. Bye. Bye, bye, bye.
It must be just a Dublin thing.
What, sitting on the wall with cans?
I never sat on the wall with cans. But
I know
but
that.
If I did, and if you fell off the wall, what would your mother shout to you? Jeremy, if you fall off that wall...
Robert might know. Robert.
Don't come running to me.
That's exactly what she'd say. If you fall off that wall, don't come running to me. Robert, you've already got a point. Who do you want to play with, Adrian or Jeremy?
I'll play yourself, please.
Okay, all right. Myself it is. You need to beat a score of 4 to win this game, but you've already got a point, so it's a good start. And your 1 minute starts now. Mr. Muscle, you know the spray stuff?
Mr. Muscle.
Mr. Proper.
Yeah.
He loves something. It's their
No.
He works. He loves what?
Mr. Muscle, the product. You know the product, the spray stuff, yeah?
Yes, it's the skinny fella, yeah.
Yeah, he loves the... what?
Mr. Muscle loves the dirt.
He does. He loves it.
He might love the dirt, but he loves the something that you don't.
Mr. Muscle loves the jobs you don't.
I'll give you that. He loves the jobs you hate. Here's your next one. This is a threat your ma used to give you years ago. If you annoy her anymore, she'll go and get something out of the drawer.
The wooden spoon.
Yeah, that's exactly what she'll do. She will. This was... he was the captain of a ship that was hijacked and he was played by Tom Hanks in a movie.
Captain Sully.
Oh, no. That was a different captain, actually. He was a captain as well, but no.
Captain Phillips.
Is the right answer. Robert, you got 4. You didn't beat 4, you only equaled 4, so...
Alright, so no problem.
Not good enough.
But you get a runner's-up prize.
Which is a slight bit of admiration.
Just a tiny bit
of admiration. We just admire you a little bit. Not an awful lot now, but good luck. Okay, I think we may have time for one more, and that is Joe. Joe, good morning. Welcome to 98FM.
Good morning, Nathan. You're good.
Joe, let's go back to one of our cards that we had earlier on. This is a condition that a man might have from time to time where the whole act is finished really quickly because of?
Seat pumps in the squares.
What?
Seat pumps in the squares.
Maybe that's what they say in Liverpool. Maybe it is. Yeah. No, it's not the answer we were looking for.
But you've made a grown man blush. I don't get embarrassed by things, but...
Joe, are you ready?
Ready to go.
Sorry, who are you playing with, Adrian or Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. All right, Jeremy.
All right, all right.
Here, did we ever establish, are you a red or a blue?
I'm a blue, but I'm happy to see Liverpool win now.
Ah, absolutely. Yeah, you'd have to be. You'd have to be. All right, Joe, 1 minute on the clock, and your 1 minute starts now.
This is what your man, the newsreader, what's his name?
Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy used to say at the end of all the broadcasts.
Good night.
Ron. No, it's a city in California as well, isn't it, Adrian?
Yep.
Seattle.
He's just shouting words.
Chicago.
If you keep going through all the cities, we'll get there finally. It's a city in California.
No.
That's not Chicago?
No. Mind that language.
Oh my God.
Sorry about that. That was my assistant trying to help me out.
You need a new assistant.
I think I do.
No.
Joe, you're wasting your time, my time, everyone's time.
You don't even have our admiration.
Come on, the Reds. Good luck. Thank you, Joe.
Good luck.
Bye. No admiration for Joe whatsoever. So the winner of our quiz today, and we've already given her our admiration. She was our very first contestant, getting a score of 4, and that was Elaine. Congratulations, Elaine. You have won yourself our undying admiration.
No, you'd have forgotten better than an hour.
Oh, will I?
In the nearest time, you'll be back in the office and say, who won the quiz today? What was her name?
Elaine, congratulations. Well done.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.